Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's February 24th, 2014. Wow, the last week of February. Come Saturday, we'll be entering into March. Hard to believe, but maybe once this new month will be upon us, the ice would have melted, the snow will be gone, and I'm sure we'll all be longing in new and fresh ways for spring to be upon us. While these weather conditions have been brutal, but on the positive side, it could be a lot worse. So I hope you were able to keep warm this weekend. Holly and I spent 2 days down in the mighty Sangamon River, three-quarters of it still frozen, busting up ice around our floating dock. We had all sorts of adventures, which included me at one point falling in the river with my waders up to almost my neck filling with water as I scurried back to my house, which is a good 100 yards or so, with this freezing ice water soaking my body, hoping I wouldn't get hypothermia. Of course, I moved pretty quick, jumped into the shower, and was A-OK. But what was happening, as we were busting up ice in and around the floating dock, the three kayaks that I have are on the floating dock, so they were fine. But I have this little boat, and through the many months, it had filled with water, which turned to ice, and about a third of it was submerged underwater. Well, as we busted up some of the ice, I finally climbed into it. Well, that wasn't the best idea, as it was still weighted down with some water, ice, and snow, and the front end of this boat dipped further into the mighty Sangamon River, causing it to tip left, tip right, tip left. Mark goes head first right into about 14 feet deep water. The waders I have on fill up. Mark swims to shore. It was only about 6 feet away, and then raced to the house. So that was quite the adventure. Hey, speaking of adventures, our phone lines here at the home studio are not working, so I'm rerouting today's special guest to possibly join me in the studio tomorrow, Steve Carmichael. He's going to talk all about our Classics and Hymns Tour, give us an update as tickets are now on sale at the Virginia Theater, share some unique God-honoring stories, how God's putting this special community appreciation concert together, and recapping some of the ways God has led him to participate again. As you may know, Steve Carmichael, who's our project manager and special events coordinator, helped out 2 years ago when we brought in Steve Green, Michael Card, Twyla Paris, and Wayne Watson. So we'll have Steve Carmichael in the studio tomorrow. And what I'll be doing today is featuring Steve Green and Twyla Paris. So I have a number of songs lined up, and so I'll get to one in just a moment, realizing that my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo, will soon be having oral surgery on a bad tooth. I'll be praying him up. And if you're hearing the evening edition of Mark and Friends, pray that his recovery will be swift. Those of you that were a part of last Friday's Genesis study, wow, did Jason cover the topic, give out great information, led us through, I think, the first 6 verses of Genesis chapter 1 with colorful illustrations, informative examples. He was using PowerPoint and other wonderful means to teach us. I think everyone that was in attendance was blessed by what we learned as we drew closer to God, and I think a reoccurring theme that was hammered home over and over again is that God is sovereign. Well, before I read some scripture and have Twyla Paris sing Amazing Grace, as both Twyla and Steve are working on hymn projects, and when they come to the Virginia Theater on Saturday night, March 29th, you'll hear a number of their new arrangements off of new CDs. And so I'll play a few of these selections in just a moment, but let me read you something that I received from the management folks that are helping to coordinate with Steve Carmichael our Classics and Hymns Tour. They emailed me this. The tour management folks have been receiving some correspondence that has consistently asked the question, Steve and Twyla won't be doing only hymns, will they? Of course, the answer to that question is no. There is also a classic element to the evening. We've decided to structure the concert like this. The first half of the evening will include a couple of the corporate worship moments, and then Steve and Twyla each doing 25 or so minutes of some of their favorite songs. And I'll comment here, both Steve and Twyla Paris, those of you unfamiliar with their music ministry over these many years, 30-plus years, have Dove Awards, many number one hits, 30 or 40 different albums out. And so some of you that have appreciated their ministry of music, they'll play some of the classics. So that's part of the theme, Classics and Hymns. Okay, so back to this. There is also a classic element to the evening. We've decided to structure the concert like this. The first half of the evening will include a couple of corporate worship moments, and then Steve and Twyla each doing 25 or so minutes of their favorite songs. The choir ensemble, now that's going to be the singing men of GNN, will be included on probably 5 or 6 songs in the first half, and those charts will be coming to you starting today. The singing men of GNN are already working on these selections. After a brief intermission, we'll have a wonderful guest artist named Jan Mulder. Jan is a concert pianist from Europe who will be touring the U.S. later this year, and our tour will include him with about a 15-minute set. After Jan's portion of the evening, Stephen Twyler will come back and will essentially do a hymn sing. Both artists will be on the platform for the entire second half, and each will do several classic hymns. Steve's new hymn project is complete and waiting for release, and Twyla is in the process of recording a few new things just for this tour. And we'll talk more about this Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert, which we've titled Classics and Hymns Tour, including Steve Green, Twyla Paris, and Jan Mulder, along with the Singing Men of GNN, coming to the Virginia Theater Saturday night, March 29th. Doors open at 6 p.m., and we have a special local guest that plays that mighty Wurlitzer organ. He'll be presenting early, and then the formal concert will begin at 7 p.m. General admission tickets are $15, and you can purchase those online at thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org, or calling the theater at 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063. General admission tickets, $15. You can't beat that. It'll be a great evening filled with wonderful worship. Okay, I want to fit in some great songs. So before I lead off with Twyla Paris and Amazing Grace, followed by Steve Green, Power of the Cross, let me read from John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, concluding at verse 14, because Jesus is that grace that has appeared. And let me read verse 14 to begin with. And set the stage. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives life to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Here's Amazing Grace by Twyla Paris, followed by Steve Green singing Power of the Cross.
now in light. Once blind, now I see. Once a sinner, now a saint. Once bound, now free. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. Once a stranger, now a child. Once condemned, now reconciled. Broken, now healed. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains. A prodigal, now home. Was lost, now found. Once an enemy, now a friend. Once poor, now crowned. That's the power of the cross. See the chains.
Thank you, God, for the power that is in the cross, the work that you accomplished to redeem each and every one of us, that amazing grace that Twyla Paris sang about, and how Steve teaches us through his song that your redemptive plan through what Jesus did on the cross allows us all to come into a relationship with you as we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work on our behalf. Both Steve Green and Twyla Paris are going to be at our special Community Appreciation Concert coming to the Virginia Theater Saturday night, March 29th, and we've entitled it Classics and Hymns Tour. Some of the favorites of Twyla and Steve will be sung that evening, along with a whole bunch of wonderful hymns of old that'll just bless your socks off. The evening will also include Jan Mulder. He's a world-renowned pianist, has presented all over Europe and parts of the world, and is making his U.S. debut, and you'll really appreciate his music. In fact, we'll close out our program with an orchestral selection with him on the piano. So you say, why are we putting this concert together? Well, you're going to hear a lot more about it on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends as my special guest, Steve Carmichael. Not just a special guest, he's been a part of our Great News Radio staff for a few projects in the past, as 2 years ago, he was recruited to help bring in Steve Green, Michael Card, Twyla Paris, and Wayne Watson, and did a phenomenal job. And he'll talk a little about that tomorrow and how he sees the Lord assisting him and this radio ministry through the Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Jan Mulder, and the Singing Men of GNN coming together on Saturday night, March 29th. Ticket prices are $15 because of some special business partners and family members that are helping underwrite some of the cost of this great concert. And so Steve will talk through some more of that tomorrow. But I know this is going to be a great concert, open to everyone, so I hope you'll purchase your tickets. You can call the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063, or logging on to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. Well, I'll close out with Jan Mulder. He's the world-renowned concert pianist that'll be joining us on Saturday night, the 29th. So get your tickets now and tell a friend, tell a neighbor, get your small group together, and come join us. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.